This is Dakota Datebook for December 8th. Sledding is a pastime for many during the long North Dakota winters, especially once sufficient snow blankets the region. While residents did their best to occupy themselves with winter activities, Bismarck's children benefited from compassionate residents and an attentive city government to gain additional space to have fun. The Bismarck Tribune reported that the City Commission, in line with its policy to provide healthy amusement for the youngsters of Bismarck, making such amusement as safe as possible, voted at its December 7, 1925 meeting to cordon off a section of Thayer Avenue west of Custer Park to North Hannifin Street to provide children a space for a sliding hill. The paper emphasized that the street was not closed to traffic, but that barricades would be erected to ensure safety. The City Commission meeting minutes mentioned that Mrs. E. H. Light appeared, advocating for residents on the west end of the city to have Thayer Street from Hannifin Street to Custer Park be set aside for sliding for children. The minutes stated that the street commissioner was to place signs marking the area. Nothing is mentioned, either in the minutes or the Tribune, about whether the street would be blocked only at specific times or any guidance for motorists. Looking at Sanborn Fire Insurance maps of the area from around that time, the only clear area was Custer Park itself. Otherwise, children would be sledding through private property, as homes populated the area immediately west of the park. Today, children have additional options for sledding in the city, such as the Tom O'Leary Sledding Hill on the Tom O'Leary Golf Course near West Boulevard Avenue and North Griffin Street, as well as the hill at J.C.'s Park along Century. Both areas are operated by Bismarck Parks and Recreation. As long as there are hills and snow, North Dakota children will enjoy sledding in the winter. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Daniel Sauerwine. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.